Unit 8, page 66, exercise 3.
Save our planet! Stop climate change now!
Mark, is that you? What are you doing?
Oh, hi Chloe. I'm a member of the Chorley Climate Change Coalition. We organise these protests every month. We want the government to do more to protect the environment.
Wow! I've never been on a protest, but I saw you on TV last month, now I think about it. There are a lot more people here today.
Yes, more and more people are joining, and that takes a lot of organisation. We have to think about things like location, time, signs, and even what we are going to say. We all have to take part in organising the protests.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of work. I try to recycle and I use public transport a lot of the time, but I suppose organising public protests is very important too.
Yes, it is. The government has to listen to us if we make enough noise. It's our responsibility to protect the earth for future generations and teach people about the dangers of climate change.
You're right. A lot of people don't worry about climate change because they don't have the information. I mean, we don't learn much about it at school.
I agree. And I think both young people and adults need to learn more about the consequences. Adults are not doing enough. It's their responsibility to combat climate change too.
You're right. So what can I do? I think I should do more to help.
Well, the protest today is finishing now. But how about helping with the clean-up day on Friday?
Oh, no. I can't do this Friday. I have an exam.
Oh.
When is the next protest?
Next month, on Saturday the 22nd.
Oh, no. I'm not here that weekend. Wait, I know. What about an upcycling day at school? I can ask students to bring used household items to school and help them to do something new with them.
That sounds great. Thanks, Chloe.